the first thing we're going to start off the day with, and that'll be Saturday afternoon in Old Town Negaunee Park, across from the Senior Center, starting from 2 p.m. going to 6 p.m. We're going to have probably the first annual poker walk, and you can pick up your first card and register at the Burt Compass there. That's towards the back of Old Town Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll follow arrows, and there'll be five other tables, and the final table will be a wild card table. That's the sixth card, and that can improve your chance to win on the best five-card poker hand, and that's an extra $5. So right through Old Town, we'll have, their tables, and you'll follow the arrows, and right throughout Old Town, ending up on a corner of Jackson and Mary Street, the final table, where you'll get an envelope, and then you'll bring your cards over to the KCs, and at about 7:30, we're hoping to announce the winner, and the first top three prizes will share 60% of the pot, with top prize being 30%, second prize will be 20%, and then the third prize will get 10% of the pot.
Now this
40% going to the Negaunee athletic budget.
Yeah, 40% of that going to the athletic. And I guess if somebody wins and they want to give it back, you'd be happy to take it too.
That's a very indirect hint for those that are listening.
For those that are going to take part in it.
Well, this is a really neat opportunity for folks to not only help out, but maybe they've not had the chance to get through the Old Town area too. So it's a nice tie in there, Danny.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area there. We walk there every night, my wife and I and my dog, and really a gem of our community.
And then you've got something else coming up on Saturday that folks need to be aware of as well.
Right, the same day, and then we'll be at our KC Hall. That's 208 Silver. That's right before you go up to the Viaduct, under the Viaduct, through Negaunee Station Ring. It's a big blue-gray building. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. we'll have our community-wide chicken barbecue dinner. And the cost of that dinner will be $8 for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under, and if they'd like a hot dog, we do have hot dogs. We'll have potato salad, baked beans, corn on the cob, and for a dollar extra, you get an ice cream cone.
Terrible.
Like
Absolutely
think,
terrible. It sounds awful. And who's helping out with that?
Dale Tinknell is going to provide us with ice cream from Morning Glory.
And all of that proceeds, of course, going to Negaunee High School Athletics as well.
Right, that is correct.
Well, you want, the one thing we want to get you guys on here and talk about this is just let folks know this is coming up, but you just wanted to step up and help out the kids as well, right?
That is correct. If you remember, about 2 months ago, we didn't know what our state budget was going to be, and one of the things they were looking at was eliminating busing the children or the student-athletes to games, meaning their parents would have to do it. And we, as a council, we do a couple charities a year. We decided it was in our best interest to help the student-athletes. And so hopefully we can have a nice crowd. I'm hoping to sell 300 chicken breasts and 100 hot dogs and come out that day and support our student-athletes.
Well, again, the poker walk starts again at 2 o'clock, and it sounds like that can be kind of a hit-and-miss sort of all-day affair, Dan. I mean, they don't have to be right there at 2 o'clock if you're going to be collecting stuff at 7, right?
Right. That's 2 to 6, and we're hoping to announce our prize winners by 7:30.
And then what time do you get underway with the chicken barbecue again?
That would be starting at 3 p.m. We figure we give people a chance to go through the walk, you know, take their time. Probably looking at about maybe 25, 30 minutes for the walk. And come on over, and for those who, we're going to have an open house at our club. And for those who would like an adult beverage, our bar will be open. And we'll also have lots of soda and juice for the kids.